92 in the Chuckard. Right now on the telephone, from where you calling from there, big guy?
I have no idea. I'm calling from somewhere in Minnesota. Actually, at the airport, Hilton.
The airport? We have... It's Moses. Welcome to Power 92. How are you?
All right, just fine. How about yourself?
I'm just great. Boy, I tell you, I never thought I'd get to meet you. At least not in this lifetime. Hey, listen. They just re-released that classic film, The Ten Commandments. Let's hear all about that there, because now it's colorized and the Chucker and the kids are just loving it.
No comment.
Yeah, come again?
No comment. What can I say?
Listen, we need to, like, you know, sometimes in the journalistic world, let's try to take a different angle here, shall we?
Okay.
Power 92 in the Chuckard. Right now on the telephone, from where you calling from there?
Airport Hilton in Minneapolis.
And how's it going for you?
All right, just fine.
It's Moses. Welcome to Power 92.
All right, I'm very glad to be here.
Now, you know the famous scene where the Red Sea just parts and you got all the effects. How'd that all come about?
Well, it had to part so I could float on the water, walk across the water. But actually, I prefer the hurdle.
So what's next for you there?
I'll be training for the 1990 track and field season, and hopefully I'll get back here for the sports festival this summer and do some competition.
So listen, you got a lot of kids tuning in. What advice would you give all the kids that someday want to get into movies?
I think that they should get their education before they do anything, before they decide what they want to do. I think that that's the long-term goal of everybody, and that's probably what's going to work out best for most people in life, is being intelligent, being able to deal with other people and get some work done.
I tell you, you know, your career has been spanning decades, if not centuries. We can't thank you enough for taking the time and talking to the kids, because you're one heck of a role model, sir.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
So what's next for you?
Go home and start training and doing lots of volunteer work for the Olympic Committee, so I'm working all the time. All the time.
Well, you keep working, and we'll keep a stiff upper lip.
Okay.
Listen, thanks again. Anytime you're in town, just stop by.
All right.
The guy that played Moses, the one and only, at Power 92.